Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Forever Dog.
Sassy Tarot. Sassy. Sassy Tarot. Welcome to an audio journey through the world of tarot with me, Veronica Osorio. So sit back, relax, and let the journey begin.
To see the cards from today's episode, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Sassy Tarot Pod. That's S-A-S-S-Y, tarot, like a regular tarot, T-A-R-O-T-P-O-D. Sassy Tarot Pod. Sassy Tarot Pod.
Welcome to Sassy Tarot. My name is Veronica Osorio, and what you can hear is Peter Mark Handel's music freak out. He's in New York, I'm in LA. We're making this work thanks to Forever Dog. It's been a multi-level operation. We're not starting over, Peter. This is going out into the world. Let's start over. Okay. Welcome to Sassy Tarot. I'm just going to extend every vowel forever. It reminds me of, like, I don't know what this music reminds me of, but we have begun this new episode of Sassy Tarot. It's a mini.
Welcome to the minis.
What if I spoke like that the entire time?
Welcome to the minis. I'm Veronica. We're going to talk about the Emperor. And yeah, it's really fun
to do tarot. Veronica, sorry, and what you can hear is Peter Mark Handel. This is take two. And we're here. It's funny that this is like the episode about the Emperor, because he likes order, control. He likes things to be in a process that makes sense. He likes structure. He doesn't like messy ass bitches. He don't like no messy ass bitch shit.
Oh, someone liked something I tweeted. It makes me so happy.
So we continue our journey through the major arcanas, and here we are. We've gone through the Fool, the Magician, the High Priestess, the Empress, and now we are in the major arcana that's identified as number four, the Emperor. The Empress's soulmate, or husband, or definitely counterpart. I was saying in the last episode that it's funny how you have to, the way you define, usually in books and internet, and every single time you explain the entire thing, you define the Emperor as a compared or counterpart to the Empress. So if you didn't listen to that episode, you should definitely go back. And I like that because it's like the male, the most empowered male principle follows the female. So it's almost like instinct leads and the earth leads, and then human and their structure and the male follow. They follow. In a way, like, I feel like it's a protector. And in another way, it's like he has no ego that way, you know? So we're getting into this. The emperor has no ego. I feel like it's so important, unless he's in reverse. That's different. But he has no ego to be like behind his woman. And I'm not just saying that because I'm coming up with this order, but it's really what I feel like this card is the most elevated version of the masculine. So let's unpack it. Let's talk about it. What does that mean? What's the number four? And how can you interpret this sexy old fox in a reading? So the emperor, some people say he's Aries. He has a scepter to show that he's ruling the world. In the Rider-Waite deck, he's looking to the side. He's not looking straight at you like the empress, because the empress is looking at you like, follow your instinct. And the emperor is like, I'm sorry, I'm overseeing all of my life. So, yeah, you were saying? It's not like he's not paying attention to you. In fact, in some of the decks that I have, he's looking straight at you, and it almost becomes a little harsh. That's when I feel like that's when he becomes a dad, or like a father figure, or like the ideal father figure that you could have had, or that you should have had, or that you can get inspired by, right? Or maybe there's a person in your life that embodies that figure. He has a little ball. I call him a squishy lime in his hand, because I once had like a, you know, those things are like anti-stress. I had one that was like a half lime and it was gigantic. So you squish it and it gets so little, and then it goes back up and fluffs back up. So that looked like what he has in his hands, but that's just showing his dominion. And it's well-rounded. It's a circle. So it's like it's a well-rounded functioning system. It's almost like Earth has its cycles and it works, but the clockwork of it is the emperor, right? So the empress is like the trees and the leaves and the la 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 and the relationships and the clockwork of the cycles of the planets of the earth. That's the emperor. The empress is instinct and he is order. The empress is materialization through almost like receiving, and he materializes through doing. He plans. He has schedules. He's organized. He knows where he's going. And he doesn't get distracted from the big picture with anything that's minor. He's Aries. He's sitting in a cement throne, unlike the empress that's in a bunch of cushions. Boho chic, right? He's more like, what's the coldest, hardest chair I can sit on? I think it's because he needs to be alert. He's the acting part. So when we're looking at, I always think of, every time I talk about man and female, I try to go back to like the cavemen. Because it's before we had preconceptions of what a man or a woman should be. This is, it feels like that's pure like savage, like animal. And then there's like the savage man that will like probably rape someone in the tribe and like go and hunt and be selfish and be messy. And that's the devil. And the emperor is the leader of that like tribe. If I think of like cavemen, I imagine while the woman is pregnant and maybe like in the cave and like being vulnerable because she has potentially a lot of food for a predator because she has a baby. The emperor is out hunting. So he exerts while the woman waits. He got her pregnant at some point. So he had to fuck her and get that semen in there. So it's given. It's doing and giving and acting and it's all for a purpose, like a higher purpose. And the purpose is he's building, I read in this book, he's building a country. He's not making the next meal. It's not what he's planning. He's planning like How are we going to retire? What are we going to do? How do I see myself in 10 years? How am I going to make this happen? Sometimes it's just building an IKEA shelf, you know? But I feel like they both definitely have a bigger picture in their center of their attention. And that's how I feel like the Emperor comes out to tell you, like, you're going to have to make hard choices that don't feel good right now, maybe, because of the bigger picture. And he doesn't have 1 second of doubt about it. There's no ego. There's no like, but if I do this, people will. No, he doesn't care, because it's like people will think what they think. You're going towards your star. You're going towards your dream, your thing, your like vision of happiness. So he's definitely in communication with the Empress. There's like, how does he get this vision? What does it include? It's definitely, he oversees a kingdom. So there's no time to be wasted in like details that won't help his kingdom thrive. So how do you translate that to your life, right? So it's like, I love that. I want, this is like an earthquake is happening, and he's like, this is the Emperor thinking. What does my kingdom look like? And then he's like, well, I want to have $2 million. I want to meet the love of my life and have two kids, a dog, two cats. I don't know. These are just numbers I'm coming up with. Okay, guys, just bear with me. I want to be in touch with my family. I want to travel the world. I want to do X amount of jobs a year. Just what technically do you want? What's your bigger picture? And then the next day, you're like, this is the type of work I want to do. Exactly, this is the type of work I want to do. And I don't want to take anything less than that. And I'm working towards that goal. And this is the kind of person I want to date. And this is the person I want to be with. And I don't want to do anything that's not that standard, because I know that's what I want. And this is where I see myself in 10 years. And I don't want that to be lower, because I couldn't like it. I wouldn't like it. So he goes towards that. But then maybe in a 10-year period, he gets a job that has nothing to do with what he wanted, nothing to do with his plan. Or like he meets someone that has nothing to do with his vision. And he could be tempted to go that route. But he's the kind of person who's like, I'm not going to take it. And then people are like, are you crazy? Dude, you should fuck that girl, or like get that job, or do that thing. And he's like, no, I have my bigger picture and I know what it is. So it's a very self-assured thing. It's a very like decided and just hit. It's Aries. So it's like going where it's going, the way it's going. And it's not like he's running over people. There's no ego involved. I keep saying there's no ego involved because I feel like masculinity is so associated with ego. Showing the world, like, this is what I do. Not letting people think this or that about me. There's a lot of, like, image that has been associated with the man, right? Like, showing to my guys I'm drinking beers. And sometimes it's like, so the Emperor, if he doesn't want to drink because he thinks that that's not part of his big picture, he'll be like, I don't drink. And then the boys will be like, oh my God, please, just one beer, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I don't drink. And they may bully him or make fun of him. And he's like, I don't care. Or same with partnerships, you know? It can be like, are you crazy? How could you not date that person? Or how could you just like stop dating that person? And he's like, because it doesn't go. It doesn't go with my picture. And there's no one opinion could sway him the way that he's not going. Yeah. But here's the thing. He's a smooth guy. He's not out there fighting. And like, there's no other major arcanas have swords. All of the kings. The Emperor is the king of kings. So all of the other kings have swords or they have their element in their hand, he don't need that shit. He's just like smoothly saying yes and no to what creates his order or no to what he creates his chaos. Usually when I see him in a reading, there's so many ways we can interpret him. It can be a father figure or the lack of thereof. Sometimes it's looking at you, and I see the Emperor and I'm like, why are you looking at me this way? And I know exactly what he's saying to me. He's saying, get your order, get your ducks in a row. Like, there's no more time wasting. There's no more like wasting energy in things that don't serve whatever it is that you want, or like reestablish your priorities because clearly you're not acting on them. There's a lot of like, sometimes it's a pat in the back. You've been organized, you've been following your bigger picture, and it's happening. Sometimes it has to do with, it usually refers to your chaos, like the way you organize your world and how you like go towards your goals. In the Oracle deck that I have, it's just a big guy who's just looking at you like, when are you gonna get your shit together? Right? When I see him, I'm usually like, ugh, I know. So it's definitely a father figure to me, being like, Veronica, schedules. Veronica, eat on time. Don't skip meals. Like, don't waste time on people that don't deserve it. Don't do tarot readings for people who talk over you while you're trying to like tell them major life things. Stop answering to Instagram chats just because you feel bad that you're not responding to people that you don't give a fuck about. Hang the IKEA shelves. Come on, when are you going to finish your bedroom? That's him in the Oracle deck. He's just giving me a lot of shit all the time about how I'm so disorganized. At the same time, I'm very organized. Sometimes I see him, if I'm feeling good about my order, my life, how I'm structuring things, about the masculine, if I'm feeling good about empowered in my actions, I'll see him and I'll be like, yeah, that's me, bitch. I have an interesting story with an emperor. I was in April. I was reading my cards, and I'd read my cards daily, and I don't pay attention to all of it. I just see them, kind of like see, okay, and then like I put them back out. I sometimes don't read them to myself so that I don't drive myself crazy, and sometimes if I do, I'm like, yeah, I know, or like, what does this mean? The fuck? And I dismiss them sometimes. And I got the Emperor. I pulled three cards. I got the Emperor, and then the Tower, and then the Ten of Swords. And I had been recently reading about combinations that could mean death. And I knew that the Tower and the Ten of Swords could mean physical death. Specifically in that deck, because the Ten of Swords is the guy's dead and people are carrying him to his funeral. And the Tower is breaking down of the structures as you know it. And I didn't like it. I saw the combination of cards and I was like, what I thought at the time when those cards popped was that my order and structure as I knew it was going to have a breakdown that was going to hurt me. So I thought maybe an earthquake. Maybe my cat's going to pass away. Like maybe my car is going to be gone for some reason. Like I thought, what things in the order of my life could break down enough that it kills a part of me? And I took a picture of it. And I kind of moved on. I asked for explanations. I saw a bunch of cards. I kind of was like, this is more confusing every time. Let me just leave it at that. I took a picture of it and just moved on. And that was like 2 p.m. And then at 10 p.m. or so, I finished doing everything I was doing. And I went to set of Strange Angel to talk to the dialect coach and to watch my co-stars do scenes and just hang around. And then I got a text message from my grandma being like, your grandpa is being taken to intensive care because he's having this like lung thing. And I was like, oh, the emperor and the tower and the tennis courts. It was strange because I couldn't, how would I pick up that that's my specific grandpa? I have so many family members out of the country and like everywhere. So many men in my life. It's interesting. So it literally meant someone like the patriarch. When I asked about work with Strange Angel every single time, I think I got the emperor in all but one or two reads. It's definitely there. And I was like, this is the powers that be. This is the work. This is like the structure of work. This is work. Like, I feel like it's straight up right there. This is a structure order of how we're going to get to this goal of having 10 episodes. So that was there. And it's me also organizing myself and being empowered in my actions to like do what I need to do in my job, and understanding that I'm one of the people who live in the kingdom of the emperor. At work, of course. The emperor. So I want to read a few things that I have in a few books about the emperor because it's so interesting. And if you have questions about the empowered male, think about it. Like, who's more empowered? A guy who's like unafraid to walk behind his lady and be like, you're perfect and I'm right here and we're both perfect and it's great. Or a guy who's like, has any problem with any of what I just said internally. That example was shitty because it was so easy to guess, but there are guys like that. And that's like, so macho is not necessarily empowered or at all, but sensitive can be very empowered because you need that sensitivity to like create what you want from a good place. If you're creating from like fear, embarrassment that people are going to see you a certain way, ego, lashing out because people got you because they could see inside of you instead of owning up to it, your exterior might reflect like a shell and like a macho thing and like a strong person, but inside you're hurting and crumbling, and what you're doing is building a wall where like no one else can come in and heal you or help you through it or guide you through it. So the emperor is the kind of person who, if he does something that's like a blooper, if he does a blooper, he most likely would be like, yeah, I fucked up. And sometimes saying I fucked up is kind of funny. Like, I did it after an audition. I did the worst audition ever. And I was like, yeah, it's not my day. And the guys just laughed because it wasn't. And it's funny. Or sometimes it can be really hard to assume. Like, my brother pointed something out to me about my personality. And I rejected it. And I was like, no. And then I had a time to think about it. And then I had to come to him and be like, you know what? I do get upset quick. I do get like triggered by this. I do. And it's not fun. And I'm sorry. And I'm sorry you had to deal with that. And that diffused the problem and let him in. And he was like, oh, that's pretty grown up of you. Like, thank you. And I was like, oh, thank you. You know? Now I'm a woman, but I still have that masculine energy. In fact, I feel like that's what I exert the most of. I'm like, I'm the one who reaches out. I'm the one who contacts. I'm the one who touches. I'm the one who moves. I want to like move things. I want to move pieces consistently. So I'm working on getting more in my empress vibe. But so what I'm saying is, it's not about being a guy or a woman. I'm saying it's about how you handle the stereotypical male things within yourself. Does this make sense? Is this making sense? Brett is texting. Peter is in his tiger place. Which is what I call the air above him that where he lives. Okay. In a barren desert valley, a burly emperor is sitting on a massive rough hewn throne. He's an imposing figure. His shoulders are broad and his bulk solid muscle. What? Like a child's drawing of God, he wears a crown and a long white beard. His face is stern. His eyebrows are heavy and dark. Heavy is the head that wears a crown. And in this image, nothing is lightweight. He wears a suit full of armor on the red velvet robes. He holds a massive axe and a gemstone orb. He's sitting on a granite throne. His posture is ramrod straight. He sits bolt upright. That sounds kind of fucking sexy. I don't know why. Bolt upright. It's like I'm hard. The emperor is hard. He's consistently hard under his robe is what I'm saying, right? He's just like... And that's the divine masculine, guys. If you're not hard all the time, you're not in your divine masculine. I make myself laugh and it's not okay. Okay. Feet firmly planted on the floor. A wild ram is lying at his feet. The emperor's throne is an emblem of his power. It's a massive wrought-hewn throne of a solid stone. The essence of structure and stability. A tangible example of solidity. A geometric cube of solidity. In this card, the ram and the emperor are one and the same. They're both sacrificial creatures who were called upon to lay down their lives for the sake of their people. The throne is nothing more than a glorified altar. Ah! While the empress held court in a lush and fertile garden, the emperor rules from a hard desert landscape. The mountains in the background reinforce the solid rock stability of Israel. If you understood that, you are empowered. If you didn't, it makes sense because it's impossible to. The empress' influence is present. I'm just gonna do this forever. I'm just gonna read a book like this. The empress' influence is present, however, in the rivers and streams that wind their way through its realm. Its jewel crown is a symbol of the divine right of kings. He's definitely a king of kings, and he's overseeing his kingdom. So, what could a kingdom be in terms of a person? It's all of your life when you look back and you're fucking about to die, if you have the chance to like think back on things, if you're lucky enough, or maybe that's unlucky. But if you have that opportunity and you look back and you see your entire life and that's your kingdom, that's all you have. That's all you've had. How you felt, what you did, how you affected people, how people felt about you. And what you're leaving behind for the generations to come. So he oversees his kingdom before he's at his deathbed. So he's a little bit of a time traveler. Funny. His long beard symbolizes wisdom. It's funny, in two Oracle decks I have short bearded guys. So they're kind of like young. But that's the truth. Like, you're not an emperor who's old. You're just putting yourself in the position of what would I like to look back at when I'm old? And that's how he operates. That's the emperor, guys. I don't know how much more to explain of. Well, you know, I explained how he came up in a reading. He straight up came up as a person, as a patriarch. But he can come up as, like, scolding, patting you in the back. He's kind of sometimes telling you, what's a bigger picture? Are you even looking at the bigger picture, bitch? I'm just looking at Peter, and Peter's looking at me, and I'm like, who's gonna go? Who's gonna go? Are you looking at the bigger picture? Are you looking at your finances? What do you try to build? Why are you hanging out with this group of friends that are not good for you anymore, and you know it deep inside of you, and you are not moving ahead? Why? He's like... Dude, you could be doing so much better. You could, like, just, who cares if they know that you moved on from them? Who cares? Because you're finding your crew. He's not spiritual. In fact, I just noticed that his robe, he has like a heart in his shoulder. It's a weird position for a heart. But I feel like it's almost like saying, Empress, this is your reserved spot for you to lean on if you need me, right? So he's a good shoulder to like lean on. In fact, he's the best because he's overseeing your life to go the way it's most fulfilling for you. So as we take this all in and put it inside our bones, our marrows. Guys, do you eat the marrow bone of the chicken? Because it's so good. I eat cartilage and I eat the marrow. And I crack the bone open with my teeth. And then I go. And it's not a pretty look at the restaurant. One step, two step, one step. I feel like the emperor is also like, sometimes to be in that empowered male, in that empowered place of action, you have to take it easy. Because, so like I went to Yosemite and it was a total of 8-hour hike, but getting up there, it took 5. And there were points that were so hard and I was so tired and I was carrying like a winter coat and a backpack full of food and just not in shape. And there were so many parts of it that I just had to look down and go step, 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 step. And that's, or like when I go running or exercising, I just look at my feet and see them move step by step. And seeing that progress keeps me in a loop and also in meditation. And I just keep going forward without realizing. And suddenly I'm there. Suddenly I'm there. And sometimes I'm able to look at the landscape and be like, it doesn't matter that I'm tired. It doesn't matter that I'm walking. I just keep walking and I'm enjoying what's happening. And sometimes I need to look down and be like, here's step one. Here's step two. Here's step three. And I can't look past that even though I know I'm going to the top of the mountain. And sometimes in life you have to be the emperor that way. Be humble and look down and be like, my first step is getting out of the bed. My second step is brushing my teeth and making coffee. My third step is actually sitting down and writing a page of goals or just doing one action, tiny, tiny, and being like, this is one action that gets me one action closer to what I want. And that's how you have to do it. And if any lessons from the emperor is like, cut out anything that doesn't serve your bigger picture in a kind, loving manner. Just be like, thank you for your lesson. Does not apply anymore. And bye-bye. All right. So I'm going to get... what? How long? Is this too long? 1,000,000 hours? I'm going to get an oracle deck for everyone. I'm not doing interactive today or in the previous episode. Because I took a while. Because it's like the male and female principle. And it's like highest vibration. And it's important. Because I feel like on Earth right now... or I don't know anything that's going on in China, frankly. I don't know. But around my vibes in my country, the countries that I hear of, I feel like people are really, truly trying to figure out what this means, what like being in a highest vibration is, like what equality means. Like how men are trying to be like, how can we also, like women at some point in the 70s were like, let us be masculine too. And they have been for so long because we can. And then I feel like now it's a time where men are like, how can I be in my feminine? How can I do this and still understand that what women are going through or what like it's happening? How can I heal? Because I feel like the male is hurt and the emperor is a good way to focus that hurt male and make it heal. And the emperors too. They're like two parts of one. They're yin and yang. That's what they are. They're Prakriti and Purusha. So now you know they don't exist without each without the other in our lives, inside of our brains, in our inner selves. So I'm almost done shuffling. Sorry, guys. And our oracle deck card for today. It's an angelic. This comes from the Daily Guidance from Your Angels Oracle Cards by Doreen Virtue. And it's with illustrations by Marius Michael George. Ooh, I got the ocean. Funny. I don't know why. The deep blue sea speaks to your soul, healing and soothing you. Even if the act of imagining yourself dipping into its healing womb brings about desirable effects. Even the act of imagining, yeah. Better yet, spend time physically near the ocean if you can, or a body of water. Allow its power and beauty to wash away all cares and concerns. Also, I was weird that this card came out. I feel like it's almost for me to remember. So I was going to say, like, they're talking about banning straws, and I hope they do, because I keep thinking it's so stupid. We don't use paper straws. We're going to throw them away anyway. And it's really hurting things. And yesterday, I'm like, oh, they're talking about eliminating straws. And I was with someone, and they were like, yeah, it's so stupid. And I was like, what? How can anything that's better for the ocean be stupid? I don't understand it. Like, yeah, but it's just like 3% of the pollution of the ocean. And I'm like, yeah, 3% times billions of humans. That's like... So... Remember, the ocean is where life comes from. And it's a realm that we don't have access to. Not really. We don't know everything that's in there, so... It can also be like the oracle is telling you to go and let the earth take some of your concerns. If you can do a ritual like that, if you're so inclined, go and be like, hey, I'm going to touch this tree or this, go get into the water. And in my mind, I'm going to give the ocean my concerns. Because I am just a human and they're bigger than me, but the ocean is so big that it can contain them. Just like it can contain your pee when you pee inside of it. And your snot. So, you know, you get like watery nose when you're like inside the ocean? I do. And I leave all of that there. For the fish. It's so big. It can contain us. So it's I don't know, maybe it's a good ritual to do. It's a really good ritual to just sometimes give your concern. Like, imagine they're coming out of your body and going into the earth and turning into a beautiful flower, and it's no longer going to give you cancer in 10 years, you know? So I think that was a Sassy Tarot for the Emperor. I'm so glad you guys were here. I'm so happy you are listening. And if you want, you can contact us at Sassy Tarot Pod. What you've been listening to is Veronica Osorio, that's me, and the music. It's Peter Mark Kendall's. He's in New York, I'm in LA. Why do I have to say that? What does that matter? It's global, guys! All right. Enough. See you later. I love you. Yeah, we're not there yet, but we'll get there.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.